Michigan State Police and Attorney General are investigating allegations of wrongdoing by Detroit's mayor. They run the gamut from tampering with an investigation to possible criminal behavior by his bodyguards. But Kwame Kilpatrick, mayor of the nation's 10th largest city, says he has done nothing wrong. From member station WDET in Detroit, Quinn Kleinfelter reports.
About 2 weeks ago, the former head of the Detroit Police Internal Affairs Unit held an unusual news conference. Former Deputy Police Chief Gary Brown said he was fired just as he was looking into allegations that members of Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick's personal security staff wrecked city-owned vehicles while driving drunk, then hid the fact. But Brown says the investigation and his career were cut short.
I believe I was fired because we were getting too close to home in this investigation. In fact, cars had been involved in accidents and had been taken to shops and had been fixed and records were missing. Why not have your name cleared? And an investigation would have done that, unless there's something to it and you don't want that to come out.
Other rumors had circulated since Thanksgiving. One was that Kilpatrick had hosted a party featuring strippers at the mayoral mansion, a party crashed by the mayor's wife. Reports of violence ensued, but there were no police reports, no records of a call to 911, no proof. And on the front lawn of the mansion, the alleged scene of the crime, Kilpatrick denied there was ever such a party.
I want people to understand that I would never disrespect my God, my wife, or my children, or my home, or the citizens of the city of Detroit with this nonsense like a rumor at a party. It never happened. It never happened. It never happened.
With his ever-present earring glistening in the TV lights, the 6'5" Kilpatrick maintained that former Deputy Chief Brown was removed from internal affairs because of a shakeup in command. There was no malicious intent, Kilpatrick says, though he says there is a villain, a Detroit media ravenous for ratings and readers and eager to gun for a self-described hip-hop mayor.
It's sweeps week. So on sweeps week, when the media, all the stations, challenge each other for the highest rating, this year, Kwame Kilpatrick, just like last year, and next year, will be the subject. And oftentimes, when you're 32 years old, and I was asked not to say this, but I am, when you're 32 with an earring in your ear, some people believe anything is possible.
Kilpatrick welcomed a full investigation, and the matter was referred to the state police. But then a new rumor surfaced that the state police director had also allegedly attended the party in question, something he vehemently denies. Yet Michigan Attorney General Mike Cox says that was enough to convince him to step in.
Just to have a completely taint-free investigation, my office is leading the investigation along with the state police. We have the furthest arm distance and also the best resources in order to undertake this case.
Cox says if any of the allegations prove true, anyone who helped cover them up could face obstruction of justice charges. But some political analysts say Kilpatrick is already in a kind of catch-22. Recent polls show Kilpatrick's approval rating plummeting. Bill Ballinger edits the journal Inside Michigan Politics. He says any aspirations the energetic young Detroit mayor has of following his mother into the U.S. Congress, or beyond, must now be put on hold.
Even if he's exonerated, or even if nothing is ever found one way or another, I think he's somewhat besmirched as a political commodity. This particular incident and the way it evolves and develops over time may make him a one-term mayor, and you will never hear from him again.
Business leaders here fear the effect on Detroit's image as well, saying the brewing scandal could drive badly needed investment away from the city. Legal experts predict the investigation could stretch into a year or more because the trail, if there is one, has had many months to grow cold. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.